This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District of New York City is Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What you looking at, man?
Nothing. Always, no.
Just reading?
Yeah.
You definitely cannot do one thing. Like, you are the guy that has to do... Like, you're the guy that has to have three things happening at once. Like, when you drive, be honest, you drive, you got your phone on, right? You are definitely scrolling while driving.
No, I got a laptop on my lap.
That's what I thought.
Sending emails.
You definitely have stuff going on all the time.
I'm doing P&Ls. Like, I got two vehicles being delivered.
Like, you're the guy.
I got two electric vehicles. I'm trying to stop the emissions by Amazon.
You go in the bathroom, you take the phone with you. You scroll and go? You a scroll and go guy?
Nah.
You're not a scroll and go guy.
No, I've heard people drop their phone and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even, yeah, but you what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because you need the messages, but you don't want to touch the floaty.
It's like you end up being in there for a while.
Nah, I ain't that dude. Nah.
Like you go, like, man, you just, how long are you going to be in there? I'll be out in a minute. Like,
my son
is in there for 20 minutes, and I'm like,
well, he's in there for something else.
You're going to start getting hemorrhoids. I don't want to know.
He on the internet.
No, he
on the internet.
I'd rather not.
I told you when I was growing up, wow. I was the ashiest dude in the world. Had no Vaseline or lotion in the house. Like, why are you so ashy then?
Ice Cube, no Vaseline.
Straight.
One of the best diss tracks ever. That's all I think about. Even if you see a Vaseline jar. Yeah. I think of Ice Cube.
Yeah, yo.
That's one of the best.
You got to understand, you're the age where you can't go in your son's room and pick up socks or towels.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, why? Where are we going?
He's 20.
He's got
a girlfriend.
Of course.
I think we're good.
Yeah. You got downtime.
You can't win.
Like, why is this sock frozen in shape? Why is it standing up?
Lacto, are we still on the air? Or did they cut us already?
No, they cut us already.
We're done?
Yeah, we're gone.
Oh, we have the bracket challenge today. We can transition to that.
You want to transition to Happy Christmas? You think all of that conversation. I was asking you a simple question. Yeah.
Christmas is about repaying debts. Mm. Santa brought you what you wanted today, huh, baby? Yeah.
So.
Tell Santa Claus you had.
It is Wednesday, and this is the quarterfinal.
It's what's going on Wednesday.
Oh, it's what's going on Wednesday?
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right.
Hold up. Finally, hold up. Now you come up with a... You're something else.
Mm-hmm. What did I do now?
With three days left in our lives.
You talk about me
now
finally learning...
Now you figured
talk about
out.
Me finally learning the clock. He finally comes with a segment. Really? Really?
But I can wipe my ass now.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. So a Christmas song bracket challenge presented by... Did we get a sponsor yet? No? Great.
Brought to you by Zinc.
Brought to you by, yeah.
A lot of sniffles.
After Lacto coughs all over your back, like he did just 10 minutes ago. Yeah, clean that up. Don't you hate that? Like somebody just turns and coughs. You're like, really?
Yeah, bro. You couldn't hold that in, son?
Nowadays, you just look at someone that has like the sniffles, mask up. Just walk around with that all day. So we're in the quarterfinal stage. The number one and number two seeds now enter the fray. The matchups today are going to be fun, Bart. That's going to be some tough. Like, to get to the semifinals.
You're saying a one seed could go?
When I tell you who the one seed is taking on. And the one seed is my favorite song. I know.
Every year in every tournament, it's always that one team. It was Virginia, right?
Yeah, there's only one surprise team left.
Mm. Remember, it was Virginia, right?
It was a late addition. Yeah. Well, this is a 20 seed that's taking on the one seed. This 20 seed is like a mid-major... You know, had a good season.
They're Creighton.
Had to win the tournament to get in, automatic bid.
Yeah.
And they're just rolling through the tournament.
Nobody wants to see them because they got all eight-year seniors.
Wichita
right.
State.
Right. Exactly.
They got eight-year seniors on there. Like,
Shockers.
Up,
yeah. So I'll give you that matchup blast. We might even save that one for last because it's that good. The first matchup we'll do is the 5-12 winner, which is the 5-seed Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. Taking on the 6-11 winner, which is the 6-seed Feliz Navidad. That's not easy. Jingle Bell Rock's a classic. Then you've got the 3-seed, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Not easy. Taking on the 4-seed.
I think that one's went diamond, by the way, too. I think that's a diamond single.
This Christmas, Donny Hathaway. Yeesh.
That's immortal.
Somebody's always got to go.
That's immortal.
The two seed is Silent Night. Remember, they had another butt.
Damn, see, people ain't heard it yet, though. When they hear it.
When it hits.
We're going to let that ride, too.
Yeah, when it hits.
We got to let that ride because it's unfair because it's taken for the people that hasn't seen it.
It's taken on the 7-10 winner, which is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee, a classic. But that's going to be a tough one. And then at the very end, we'll do this one last. Number one seed, the undisputed champ, the Christmas song by Nat King Cole, the greatest Christmas song ever made, going up against the upset.
This is like the
Cinderella number 20. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé. We went out yesterday into the office, and we were telling everybody about how these things were going. And we said, you know, the Bublé song is like just – it's just on a run right now.
Yeah.
And they're like, what song? Oh, you got to look it up. So we told them, look it up. They played it. Everybody in the office loves it.
Yeah.
It's like, again, Cinderella story, I guess.
Bleu bleu.
Just tell the world. It wasn't even in the original bracket.
We originally tried to just do a 16-song bracket just to get started. We got complaints about songs that aren't, that should have been included, that might maybe enter the fray on Friday as sort of like a... You know, like a surprise. You know, we had a champ, but not yet.
Commissioner's exemption.
Maybe that. Because
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh, is that one? Because I get that from the kids. It's hot in the streets.
I don't think Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh will be involved in this year's tournament. No.
They lost the play-in, last second buzzer shot?
I don't know. They have sanctions. The Christmas Pooh song has they're under NCAA sanctions. They're not actually eligible to participate.
So the Christmas Pooh didn't make it, and Joe Flacco didn't make it.
Damn. How about that story? Are you surprised? Are you surprised the Jets decided to go with Zach Wilson as QB2? Yes or no?
No. I mean, because when you look at what happened,
think about it for a minute?
No. You look at Joe Flacco and what he did, and with somebody with some rib sauce. Like, you need some mobility. You need somebody that's going to get the ball off. Yeah. And, like, Joe Flacco looked like he had forgotten that he was like, what? It was like when Willie Beeman got hit.
He looked like he was wearing work boots.
Like, Beeman, I told you to warm up 10 minutes ago. What the hell you been doing? Where's your helmet?
But honestly, like, didn't it look like he was wearing...
Came in and fumbled.
like, just a mess.
It couldn't happen. He probably had so much cold weather gear on that when he had to go out there, he was like, what the hell?
I can't put my arms down.
A Christmas story.
Yeah. Here's Robert Saleh letting everybody know there'll be a new QB2.
Robert, have you made a decision on who's going to be the number 2 quarterback?
Yeah, we're moving up Zach to the number 2 spot and make Joe the 3rd.
Why, Robert?
Zach's been doing a great job. He's been deliberate in his approach over the last 3 weeks. He's been holding himself accountable with regards to how he wants to attack practice. How he's been performing in practice, going against our defense, which I think is a pretty good defense to go against, and working on all the different things that we've been asking him to accomplish.
Are you still confident that Mike will play this week?
Yeah, we're still working as if he's playing this week.
Ooh, still working as if he's going to play this week. But Zach Wilson, QB2. So now if anything does happen to Mike White, the number 2 overall pick in the draft from 2 years ago is now in uniform instead of Flacco, who just did not look ready.
Is this like when Tom Brady got hurt and Bledsoe came in and won a game? And then it's like, yeah, no, we're going back to him when he's healthy. Sorry, Bledsoe. Sorry, Drewski.
Yeah, maybe. Be part of Bart Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us. We'll open another buffet today, right, Bart? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. The way he talks about Mike White, it makes you wonder if he's fully healthy or not.
Listen, nobody's fully healthy. Are you healthy enough to go? Mm-hmm. Are you physically prepared and able to make all the throws? Don't give me it hurts. Congratulations.
Everybody's hurt.
So, like, can you throw? If you can make it through practice, guess what? You're going to thrive through game day because guess what? We got some secret sauce. Take him in the back. Make him understand. Varsity Blues, baby.
That's right.
Go in the back, take that needle.
Well, I was thinking Miyagi. Remember when Miyagi slaps his hands together?
Yeah, that's great.
And then he heals Danielson?
We don't have anybody with Eastern medicine. We don't got nobody with
Why don't we have a Miyagi on staff?
Chewing up the green leaf and then chewing it up and making a paste and putting it on your saliva and green oil.
Whatever works. It's all mental.
We go on the back.
It's all mental.
Did I ever tell you what I should
do? But is this going to be the over in this game? Like the Lions don't have a great defense, but they can light it up. The Jets have a great defense, but that Jet offense is going to have to put up points to win this game regardless.
Well,
yes?
They can be opportunistic. That's the thing about the Lions. Like, they're so all over the place that if you let them get a couple possessions because somebody fumbles or interception or tip ball, that's how they get ahead because they get plus one.
All right.
But I tell you what, man, they don't have to earn their keep. And especially if Quinnen Williams isn't healthy going against that line, man. They got, you know, four certified dogs over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
So Quinnen as well. See, this is the thing. This is different.
He's got to be ready to go. No?
No, but this is the difference.
Say he's 50-50.
No, but this is the difference,
what?
Right? You can be tough with a sprained ACL. You can be tough with a messed up ankle. Mm-hmm. But when it's a calf, it's more like a tendon thing. It's not something that you can control, right? Because you can continue to tear it, right? Because if it has some type of tear in it, that means it's bleeding a little bit. And you can tear it more to do more damage. Like, that's something that hits your nervous system, right? You can't do something when it hits your nervous system, right? It's different when it's pain. Pain can be...
But isn't pain, that's the nervous system? The sensation of pain is the nervous system.
A calf, stuff like a calf will shut it down, right? Because you use it every time you step.
It's a muscle that actually functions.
Right, because you use it every time you step.
All right.
Like, where if I got a messed up shoulder, I only hurt it if I have to push somebody, and I can push somebody with an opposite arm.
All right.
I can't run with one leg in the air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I actually have to use it. That's why it's different. And also, he has to anchor, right? Because he has a whole double team.
Of course.
Right, so that's the difference. So if that's not healthy, if he can't keep that foot down, and that's a totally different story.
Okay.
Calves are different than anything else because you have to use it every time.
And against this offensive
shoulders
line?
Shoulders can take a rest. I can decide, coach, all right, I got a messed up right shoulder. Put me on the left side. Right. I'll use my left shoulder, and I'll lead a hit and tackle with my left shoulder. And, you know, that's why you can wear, like, the little harnesses and stuff. You can't do nothing with a calf but tape it and try to put compression on it.
Right.
And heat on it.
Right. So your feeling is he might not be available. Probably not available?
The thing is, they got to give him something that – They got see that because you can't just shoot a shot at
him. Why can't they just give him what we saw that guy in the street? Remember yesterday? The guy had his knee. You know what I'm talking about, right? Lacto was with us. We were walking. We saw a guy.
No, it was just us two.
I have never seen. No.
He wasn't there.
I had busted left.
Bart wasn't there?
No, he busted left. He busted a left.
Oh, my God. I thought you were with us. This guy, if you were with us, you would have definitely said something. This guy, it looked like he had crutches, but he didn't. He had his knee in a big brace. His knee was bent, and the brace included like a peg leg.
Okay, gotcha.
So his whole leg was like in a boot, but
so he could lift it up with his arm.
So his knee was bent, and he was walking like, you know, Captain Ahab.
Yeah,
like,
that's some new stuff.
I've never seen anything like that before. But he was moving around like as if he had the hang of it. I would have been on the ground. And he's on cobblestones, no less.
Oh, it loses balance.
I thought you saw it, which is why I said to you, why can't he play like that?
So for them, they got to get the swelling out.
Yeah.
That's the issue because the blood goes there.
All right.
And it's one thing that you can do. Now, it used to be something back in the day that was like liquid crack, right? It was called Vioxx.
Excuse me?
It was called Vioxx.
Vioxx. Okay.
So Vioxx was like a super anti-inflammatory, get it out. But then they realized that it was giving people heart attacks and old people were dying.
We don't like that.
And then when they said, hey, you know, if you've been taking Vioxx, it's like, yo, bro, I was sucking them down like lollipops.
Wait, is that like the Camp Lejeune thing that you get emails of?
It's like one of those commercials.
If you took
it was like
Vioxx,
one of them commercials. If you lost a family member for a heart attack or cardiac arrest
and
he was taking Vioxx, call this number.
Who hasn't gotten an email about Camp Lejeune? Is everybody?
In the spray?
Everybody's getting that email.
Have you been downtown?
That must be a serious
But so so
lawsuit.
Now they have a different version of it. It's called Celebrex.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And so they're probably stuffing them down with Celebrex.
Mm-hmm.
It's a super anti-inflammatory.
Just trying to get it under control.
You just have to, you know, after a while get some blood work to make sure it don't stop your kidney function.
Yeah, you don't want that. All right. Yeah, you definitely don't want that. That could
How
be a
bad
problem.
You
want
to win, Quinnen?
No, not that bad.
Would you give me
We got
appendix?
Lots of calls to get to already, so let's get to those. We got lots to get to on the NFL side of things as well, including you started something about Jalen Hurts that upset a lot of people. But now all of a sudden, others...
That's usually how I have. I take the brunt and then other people...
are kind of seeing it your way. And we'll get to that certainly in a moment as well. But first, Bart, why don't you tell us about O'Reilly? before we get to the calls.
Already? That's this is early O'Reilly.
No, actually, we're late on O'Reilly.
Okay. A weak battery can leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car and your budget. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the weather ahead by getting the battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That's it. Go to O'Reilly.
That's it, man.
Hey!
Yeah, this was Lacto before. Let me clear my throat. And he just turned around and...
All over Bart's neck.
All over Bart's neck. Exactly. It's Bart and Hon, Alan Hon, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN,
888-729. We'll be getting shingles for that.
3776. Let's see. Let's get some news from Bart and Hon Nation. And we've got Mike in Atlanta hitting us up on the Doctor of a Call online. What's up, Mikey?
Big Mike.
Mike.
Mike!
Hello?
What up?
Mike. What day is it?
Mike.
I don't know. Is this Mike? Am I on?
Mike, you on, Mike. What's up, man? You on. We got dead air.
Hey, guys. J-E-T-S. You know, I called a couple months ago to ask for Zach to get a little love, and Han told me just be thankful they're not talking about him. And I guess I should have just been thankful they weren't talking about him because he tanked after that. But Sala's got no choice but to sit Flacco. I mean, he looks like one of those Confederate statues that they're tearing, and I don't mean I mean, one of those statues
generally
that nobody wants around anymore.
Yeah, I think you've reached that point in today's league that you just really can't be a guy that has zero mobility.
No, that's a problem.
He looks like he's wearing Tim's while he's playing. Like, they're just heavy-footed.
Flacco's good during the beginning of the season because it's hot. Keep them joints moving.
That's right.
Now, not a temperature drop. Them things don't warm up. It's like when you got that deuce in the quarter, you got to warm it up 15 minutes before you step on the gas or the cut
Thank
off.
You, Mike. I mean, that's definitely how it looks, right? There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Glenn in California hitting us up on the Dr. Bacall online. What's up, Glenn?
Huh?
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, yeah, this is Glenn.
We got you, Glenn.
What up?
Yeah, I was wondering if Detroit Lions won the
Are you on the water, bro? Or you have us on speaker? Everybody wants to call on speaker because they want to hear themselves. Yeah.
That's all I heard there. We go to Mike in Plainview. What's up, Mike?
Hey, can you hear me?
We got you, Mike.
Now, there's two teams that I see lately in the NFL. Dickie V would call it the all-airport team. These guys are good, all dressed up with their equipment bags. And then you have the all-clipboard team. Wide receivers that can't catch passes. They make one big one-handed catch, and it's a big deal. It's like it makes their career. You know, Odell Beckham Jr., okay? The only thing he did was catch a ball once with one hand and bleach blonde his hair. This is what you get today for a wide receiver in the NFL. These guys can't catch passes.
I mean, this guy's making unbelievable. Mike, I don't know about that take.
It depends. You think about Justin Jefferson. You look
at
DeAndre
Hopkins.
You
got guys making unbelievable catches.
Like, you got guys who haven't had drops in like 3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Devontae Adams is catching balls with his people got, you know, Jalen Ramsey had his hand on his face mask.
Catches bullets AK with his teeth. I mean, like, I think actually receivers today
Justin Jefferson,
the most incredible
catches. Yeah, Justin Jefferson
catches.
In double coverage like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Might be one of the greatest catches you've ever seen. The dude had the ball. He took it from him.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a lot more talent in wide receivers when it comes to the one-hand stuff and the ability to make catches. There's more of them than there used to be, in my opinion. Jarrett in North Carolina. Jarrett.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's good?
Listen, man. Trivia question. Who was the second quarterback off the board in the spring in the last NFL draft?
The second one? You talking about this year?
This year.
Desmond
this
Ritter.
This past April.
Is it Ritter?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We trashed that bag of donuts, Martin Mariota, and now we're going with Desmond Ritter. What do you think? You think we need to tank, or you're going to have
Mel had him taking a quarterback, so I don't know if you want Ritter to come in and play too well because you're trying to make sure that you got the good spot so you can go get a guy
like
CJ
Stroud.
You
want to think that he might be the guy, but you've got to know before you draft a quarterback, right, Bart?
Yeah,
like, that's kind of what you're doing here.
He's a second-round player.
Like, I'll tell you what, Jared.
Don't worry about him.
But you want to know what you got.
Yeah,
at least have an idea of what you got. So I don't have a problem with it. In fact, I was waiting for when it was going to happen, and this is the right time for it to happen. Now, well, you could argue that, wait a minute, they're very much still in, right? That division's not won yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. It's not
they
won went, yet.
They're going to two-game winning streak. They'll be in the division.
So?
Because Tampa's going to lose again this week.
Who's Tampa got?
The Bengals.
Short week? Is that the
they got the Bengals. It don't matter if it's a short week. They got the Bengals.
Yeah.
Mm. They got the Bengals.
The Bengals, yeah. How about Dan in Florida? Dan, what do you got?
Where are we? Reaction?
Dan?
Okay, thank you.
Uh-oh. Dan, you ordering a pizza?
Hang on, Dan. Wait, Dan might be getting a number.
What you ordering, Dan?
Guys, I apologize, guys. Sorry. Happy holidays to both of you.
Happy holidays.
Are you going to give the Jags their credit here? If they win out and they can control their own destiny. I know it's an uphill climb. They got the Cowboys coming to town. Then we're going to New York. I'm sure you're both going to be picking the Jets. I get it, gentlemen. I get it. Strong defense. And us warm weather guys don't do well up in cold weather teams here. But I just got a feeling, especially after that win on the road against Tennessee, are you going to give my Jags a chance? A chance. And if you are going to give us a chance, are you giving us a bigger or a smaller chance in Carolina to upstate and take the division in the NFC South?
Of course they got a chance.
I mean,
right?
it's two-game difference right now with Tennessee.
And Tennessee has to play the Cardinals, who play well at home, who have figured out their offense.
Who plays well at home?
The Chargers. They'll be fine. Yeah,
I thought you said the Cardinals. What are you talking about?
No, the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers.
And the Chargers got Mike Williams back, so him and Keenan Allen together is a dynamic
duo. If you look at what's left,
James might be back.
Jacksonville's remaining schedule, all right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Cowboys this week, but you're home. But still, that's a rough one. But Jets, Texans, Titans to finish the season. At home against the
Titans are going to be looking for blood at that point. That's a revenge game. And the reason why I can't give them too much credit for beating the Titans is because they're a divisional opponent. So those go either way.
Like you're whether supposed you, to get a split?
Yeah, like whether you're good or not.
But they won
tough.
On the road,
what I'm saying is, it's a familiarity. So it's not like they went somewhere and beat a powerhouse. They know this team. It's kind of like how Joe Burrow has never beaten until last week Cleveland.
Yeah, which is like,
which is weird, right? But he's undefeated against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, all right. So I just think if they finish strong, it's good for next season. I don't know if we're going to start talking playoffs when it comes to Jacksonville. All right, more of your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And also, again, are the Eagles carrying Jalen Hurts, or is it the other way around? Bart had his take. Everyone got mad. But when you hear from one current player, it might change your mind. We'll get to that and more next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
I don't know if we could play any lyric from this song, but this is what I was referencing. Ice Cube, No Vaseline, one of the great diss tracks in the history of diss tracks. And rarely does a diss track this good. Like, you know, they don't become hits, but this was one. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. We'll get back to your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Before we're done here, we will play the first matchup in the quarterfinals of the Bart and Han Christmas Song Bracket Challenge Extravaganza presented by no one yet. But first, let's hear from Micah Parsons, who was on Von Miller's podcast, the Voncast. And they were discussing something that you, Bart, has brought up last week, continued this week. Everybody called you a hater for it. Eagles fans attacked you. And yet, we're starting to hear more and more people. I think Swagoo yesterday brought it up on Get Up, which you'll be on tomorrow.
Oh, it's a
And now let's hear. Now I know he's a Cowboy, so there's probably, of course, some.
Get a grain of salt.
Yeah, some little bit of salt, but still, listen to a current player, Micah Parsons, in his discussion about Jalen Hurts and all that MVP talk.
We look at the Eagles. Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man. I think it's
system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
I mean, Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean, bro, like.
So the guy explaining everything was Von Miller. He was trying to, like, I think it's both. But what Parsons was saying was his scheme and the team around him that is making him look good, which is still not a bad thing.
Right. But pump your brakes on saying he's the best quarterback this year, playing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a user-friendly offense. It's pretty much about shots and running the football.
Now, give me a positive. Is it he's doing exactly what he should be doing on a really good team, and there's nothing wrong with that?
He's taking his game to another level as far mm-hmm. as his down-the-field accuracy, because his down-the-field accuracy was one of the worst in the league last year when throwing the ball past 20 yards.
Right.
So that could help the fact that he has a dude that's going to catch everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not a knock on saying he's not a good player. It's just saying pump your brakes on the MVP talk. That's all what we're saying.
Okay.
I had him in the top 10. But MVP, that's a different category for a different type of player. Not just a guy that's having a good statistical number, right? You can't just say, oh, he had a good statistical number, and, oh, this is why he's good. You know what I mean? It's like Ronnie Brown and the Wildcat, like when nobody knew how to stop it. No, I mean, they have great players. It's trickery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or somebody that's in a Chip Kelly offense, and they get a bunch of air raid, right? When you look down at it and you break it down to a fine powder, is it about them or is it about, you know, how they're being used? Which we're all products of a system, so to speak. But you also have to take to account, like, who's doing more with less mm-hmm. and who's in control. And like I said before, if you take those other quarterbacks, put them on that team, are they better? And if you can say yes, then I just don't know if they're the MVP of the league.
All right. But again, the idea is just to make sure, though, that Hurts gets credit for what he's doing.
I said most.
But you're saying let's just not go too far.
Yeah, he's the most improved player. He's the most improved player.
That's a good way to put it. Now, there's another side of this, which is, of course, again – Micah Parsons, who plays in the division for a rival.
Who they targeted the first game.
Talking about this, the way he was talking about it, Chris Canty, you know, was wondering, like, is Micah Parsons right to even talk about this?
No, it's not right. It's shade. And I don't understand why Micah Parsons is doing it, because all it will provide is bulletin board material for their game on Christmas Eve. Now, him doing this is either really, really smart or really, really dumb, because he could be trying to establish a mentality for his defense so his unit plays a little bit better than they did when they matched up earlier in the season in Philly. You know, the game where the Philadelphia Eagles ran the ball 39 times and held the ball for over 34 mm-hmm. minutes. I understand what Micah might be trying to do in terms of making sure that his guys don't put Jalen Hurts and the Eagles on a pedestal. But, gee, you know how this is going to get spun if they lose that game.
That's Canty from Get Up This Morning. Obviously, you'll be there tomorrow to have your take on this as well. But has Chris got a point about that?
I just love how I create content for everybody.
You do a good job of that.
I mean,
because at first you say things.
It went all the way to Michael Parsons. Yeah. And everybody, I get the brunt of it. Then everybody else get a soft landing.
Yeah. You say it, criticized. Everybody's like, what the hell? And then it's like, well, if you think about it, that's actually a pretty good take. Let's talk about it. Right? You do. But that's you've been doing that all season. But still, does Canty have a point here? Like, if you're a player, current player, should you be doing this, especially when you still got to see each other? And could that be something that he regrets saying?
If you're a bum solid, then yes. But if you're up for defensive player of the year, the hell I care what your feelings is about. If I think you just average and it's about the system, then you just average.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that's behind me that I'm going to lead out the tunnel, let's ride.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you think I can give a hell? Like, if your feelings are hurt, like we'll be able to talk about it. I ain't never had no respect for nobody. Like, we went against LT. I ain't care about lights out. We ain't care about none of that. Vincent, whoever they had, it was whatever. We the Baltimore Ravens. Or you think we cared about? Okay. Cincinnati want to, you know, let us win so they can face us next week. Okay, that's what you want. Come get some. Like, I mean, you get to a point when you're a certain type of player, but you don't give a damn what nobody think.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody going to do nothing about it.
Okay.
You can't do nothing about it.
Gotcha.
But take this ass kicking.
Mm-hmm. And that's
get his ass put to sleep.
But I just think as fans, love this stuff. Like I don't like when players try to sugarcoat something or just say things so they're not on
everybody
the bulletin
everybody
board.
Everybody get roses. Yeah. Like, stop.
I never understood this. The bulletin board thing makes me laugh.
This league is different.
Wait. So you needed more motivation play against me?
It will provide emphasis because they made Parson the subject of their run game. They optioned off of him, didn't block him, which kind of caught him by surprise.
Right.
Right. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man, like, nobody cares. Like, whatever. I'm here for all the smoke anyway.
Yeah, you usually
like,
are.
Yeah, like,
all right.
Whatever you want to do.
All right, we got your call.
It's easy way or the hard way.
Now,
somebody take a cheap shot on me.
Fleece Johnson.
Well, you heard, you heard Rex. He said to Temple, you take out one of ours, we will take two of yours. Ain't no even swap. Ain't no eye for an eye. No, it's an eye for an eye and an ear.
That's this time of year in the
NFL. That's what it's about. You take it personal. Whatever. Yeah. You going in there, you ain't going in there.
Well, now, because now wins and losses are heightened.
Yes.
Especially for teams that are
seeding position.
Seedings, playoffs.
And opportunities.
And then obviously once it becomes single elimination tournament, this is what it's all about.
Watch these fights you start seeing.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to go down nicely. Mm-hmm. It's going to get real personal. Everybody's going to be blocking to the echo of the whistle.
I like that.
Echo.
I like that. I'm gonna save that one too. Hit to the echo of the whistle.
Yeah.
That's nice. All right, we have your calls coming up. We'll get to those momentarily, but let's get the first matchup of the quarterfinals of the Christmas Song Bracket Challenge Extravaganza. Let's begin it with the 5 seed versus the 6 seed. The 5 seed, Bobby Helms. Jingle Bell Rock. We all know this one. And it goes up against another classic, Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad.
Navidad.
I mean, this might be the most singable of all.
Are you drinking Coquito when you
Coquito? What?
Coquito.
Funny enough, I've never had Coquito in my life. It's not Coquito. I apologize. Coquito. I've never had Coquito.
Bro, said that's exactly what I said.
No, you didn't.
No, no. I said it incorrectly.
Coquito.
Oh, Coquito.
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 That's what I said. I ain't got a.
Yes, you do.
First of all, if I do that, Alan, I'm going to spit on you.
Yeah, don't do that.
And I'm going to spit on the mic.
We need like a spit
shield.
Yeah,
so I say Coquito. If I go, if I get it from there, man, it's going to spit all on the mic.
Man, I want no hocking on my bread. All right, so on our Twitter page.
I know you're spitting my drink.
At Barton Hunt on Twitter, we'll have them up. The polls up for today's voting. That's the first one. So Jingle Bell Rock versus Feliz Navidad. We'll get to the other matchups of the quarterfinals coming up throughout the rest of the show. But next, we'll get to your calls. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Okay.
We was on a whole nother vibe, though.
Yeah, we were on a different vibe at all.
And it's funny because it's like we were listening to, like
Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls. And it's like Lou Rawls' song got more rhythm and hip. It had us on a higher.
Yeah, we
like,
were on a different plane.
Yeah, it was on a different speed, too.
We were singing this that. Guy, yeah, Josiah's man. Like, all right, you got 1 minute. We're like, nope.
Nope, we got five.
We got to stay with
this. Y'all were still playing that tune at least 10 seconds ago.
What the people's got to say?
Yeah, let's get to them.
What they got to say about
Barton
themselves?
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Lots to get to, but you know what? Because he's been holding a bit, Jay in Queens wants to talk a little Knicks. What's up, Jay?
Hey, I gotta say, I couldn't sleep about the things you said yesterday about the Knicks. You said that John Starks was the reason why they lost when they was in that final.
You shoot you out the game, right?
Wasn't the reason.
What did I say?
John Starks is the reason why they lost.
Well, no. Let's give context here, Jay. The call yesterday was about like painful moments. We've all had these painful moments as fans, and I said that game six when Hakeem tipped that shot. That was my painful moment. Game seven was sort of the inevitability of well, here we go. But game six, they were right there, and I mean, Hakeem got a fingernail on that ball just to tip it just enough for it to not go in for the game-winning championship-clinching shot, and that was my painful moment. That's legit all I said. All I said.
Oh, okay, but let me say this.
What?
I really feel that John Starks shouldn't even have been playing because he wasn't the better player. Hubert Davis was the better player in the whole series.
Hubert Davis. John was having the game of his life in game six, though, Jay. He was having the game of his life. That's why he was so confident that he took that shot. We'll leave it there.
I feel like I came into family business.
Yeah, that's family business. Well, this is one of those Thanksgiving dinner arguments. Yeah, I can start a fight. That would start a fight with me. Yeah. John was having the game of his life. Yeah. And every time I've talked to John about this, I've talked to Patrick about it. And Patrick's like, yeah, I was open because it was a pick and roll. And Patrick was rolling. He was open.
Yeah.
But John's like, man, I was on a heater.
He's like, NBA Jam.
He's on fire. Yeah, he knew it. He knew. He said, when it left my hand, it was good. It was money. And I've asked Olajuwon. I was at his Hall of Fame induction. And I asked him about the play. And he said it barely touched his finger. He goes, but it was all I needed. Just that little, a little bit.
Yeah, that West African skin. It touched it. It was like hitting Velcro. He changed the director.
Or he's a 7-footer with really long arms, and that did it too.
I just don't even.
I don't know what to say now. Dave is in Pennsylvania. What's up, Dave?
Hey, fellas, calling in from PA.
What's going on?
Bart called you last couple weeks about the Lions, man. So we were pretty pissed off about Hawkinson getting traded, but honestly, they must have knew what they were doing about it.
What they're saying is that they need a tight end that can block because they don't use their tight ends like that. They use their tight ends to block, much like Dan Campbell was. So, I mean, they're able to get something in return for them. So they're a dangerous team, the most dangerous team, I believe, in all of football because they have nothing to lose. They can care less, and they have a fearless coach that's running, wheel routes or passes to his offensive tackle and also fake it punts on their own team. Right. How the hell you play that?
My next question is, so I feel the same way. I feel that they have nothing to lose. They're going out, and I really still feel that they have a chance that they could run the table and make a playoff run if their defense keeps continuing. But with the fourth pick from the Rams, if – CJ Stroud's there. Do you take him?
No.
Or do you try to trade up to the Bears and go for Will Anderson or the D tackle from Georgia?
Somebody's going to fall out. Like, I don't know if I want to spend any more draft equity. If Will Anderson is gone, I may even consider moving down and then get the D tackle because you know the D tackle's not going to go top 10.
Thanks, Dave.
You know what I mean? So
McShay, I think, has him in the top 10. In fact,
top 10?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying below the top 10, but you can move down for somebody. You can exchange.
McShay in his first mock has Will Anderson going third to the Bears.
Yeah.
And Jalen Carter is going number 2 to Seattle. So, all right, we've got Bart Shadamas coming up and more NFL with you. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.